السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters, can you all hear me? Okay, إن شاء الله we're going to start بإذن الله الكريم للتفسير. الحمد لله رب العالمين، له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we're in the story of a story in سورة الكهف، سورة ياسين إن شاء الله تعالى. We're still in the تفسير of سورة ياسين. إن شاء الله تعالى today we're going to start a story إن شاء الله تعالى. الله سبحانه وتعالى he says وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرِيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. الله تبارك وتعالى in this verse, الله تبارك وتعالى he says, give them an example of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم of the residents of a town. When the messenger came to them. So the word وَاضْرِبْ, it means make for them Muhammad. يعني do for them Muhammad. اجعل للمكذبين من قومك. Your people, the ones who've disbelieved in you, give them a مثل, an example. Okay? The word مثلا, it means a شبه. يعني in their disbelief of their messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell them a similar situation like that. Similar, that resembles this particular situation, which can be for them a reminder. Ashab al-qariya. Ashab is a badal of the word mathalan. It's a badal. Or it can also be a maf'ulun thanin for idrib. It can be any of that. Yani ahl al-qariya. Idh ja'aha al-mursalun. The word idh here is a darfun بمعنى حين أن الضمير إن إذ جاءها okay it goes back to يعود إلى القرية أي حين جاءها المرسلون الثلاثة when the three messengers came to them من عند الله from Allah تبارك وتعالى يأمرونهم commanding them بعبادة الله تعالى to worship Allah alone and to obey him and he was warning them of shirk and sins. This verse, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he mentions, he said, قال ابن إسحاق, Ibn Ishaq said, one of the historians in Islam, he said, فيما بلغه عن ابن عباس, that which has reached him from Abdullah ibn Abbas, وكعب الأحبار, أكعب الأحبار, he used to collect the stories of Ben Israel. ووهب ابن منبه, and also Wahb ibn Munabbih. They all, يعني, it's been narrated that he reached from Ibn Abbas and also Ka'b al-Ahbar and also Wahb ibn Munabbih that they all said إِنَّهَا مَدِينَةُ أَنْطَاكِيَة that this قرية, this town is Antakya. Antakya it's a place that falls under Syria and Turkey, and I think it falls under Turkey's governorship. Ibn Kathir says, وَكَانَ بِهَا مَلِكٌ there was a king there. يُقَالُ لَهُ the king used to be called أَنْطَيْخَسُ he used to be called what? أَنْطَيْخَسُ إِبْنُ أَنْطَيْخَسَ إِبْنُ أَنْطَيْخَسَ That's what they said. Allahu a'lam. وَكَانَ يَعْبُدُ الْأَصْنَامِ He used to worship idols. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ ثَلَاثَةً Allah sent three من الرسل messengers. And the three messengers are called صَادِقٌ وَصَدُوقٌ وَشَلُومٌ فَكَذَّبَهُمْ He disbelieved in them. Also, it was narrated from Buraydah ibn al-Husayb العكرمة القتادة and محمد بن شهاب الزهري that it is Antakya. So there's a lot of great scholars who said that. There's another view that these three messengers are actually not messengers sent from Allah, but they are messengers of the messenger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Isa ibn Maryam. Isa is the one who sent them. He sent these three men to this place, ila ahli Antakya, that Isa sent them. This is the view of Qatada ibn Da'amah al-Sadusi. Qatada said, annahum kanu rusul al-Masihi. They were the messengers of Isa ibn Maryam ila ahli Antakya. And that view of Qatada doesn't seem to be strong. The view of Qatada doesn't seem to be strong. As we come to the tafsir of the verse and the verses to come after, we will show that it is not the case, that it can't be. And the siyaq and the context doesn't allow it. Inshallah ta'ala, I don't want to mention it before the time, and I'm going to mention it when inshallah ta'ala the time comes. Allah then says, إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ. Allah says, we sent to them two messengers. Again, we've taken the opinion that these two messengers are sent from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, I sent. The word إِذْ here in the verse is a بَدَلٌ مِنَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا. It's a بَدَل grammatically, meaning it's taken the place of that which has been mentioned before. يَعْنِي حِينَ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ رَسُولَيْنِ. The time that we sent to them what? Two messengers. إِثْنَيْنِ فِي بِدَايَةِ الْأَمْرِ. يعني in the beginning, Allah sent two messengers to them. إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ. يَعْنِي حِينَ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ رَسُولَيْنِ. We sent two messengers to them at the beginning. فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. They disbelieved in those two prophets. فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. The meaning in it is, يعني فَبَادَرُوا إِلَى تَكْذِيبِهِمَا. They hastened to disbelieving in them. They said, we don't believe you guys are messengers from Allah. So it's called نَفْيُ صِحَّةِ إِرْسَالِهَا. They've negated that these were sent as messengers. وَرَدِّ خَبَرِهَا. And even the news that they're coming with, they said they were also rejected. So we reject what, Hatim? They said, we reject you being messengers. صح? And we also reject what? We also reject that the news and the information that you guys are what? You guys are coming with. So فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. That shows, يعني, it's not just they disbelieved. They didn't like say, I'll answer these questions and we might believe in you. And they didn't do any of that. Allah says, فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا يَعْنِي فَبَادَرُوا. They hastened to disbelieve in straight away. Okay? Then Allah says, فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ. فَعَزَّزْنَا. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ. Allah says what? Hatim. Sit this side. Okay, Jwariya, but sit this side. Allah says what? فَعَزَّزْنَا. فَعَزَّزْنَا means what? Allah is saying subhanahu wa ta'ala, we reinforced. فَعَزَّزْنَا means to reinforce. يعني we strengthened the two previous prophets with a third one. The word فَعَزَّزْنَا, it means فَقَوَّيْنَاهُمَا. We strengthened their arguments and their support. وَشَدَّدْنَا أَزْرَهُمَا. When reinforcement comes, it gives you strength and ability. That's why Musa alayhi salam, what did he say? وَجْعَلْنِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِي أُشْتُدْ. ما معنى؟ Strengthen. أُشْتُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكُهُ فِي أَمْرِي. Strengthen him with my da'wah. I want him to help me. And that's what Allah did for them. The word فَعَزَّزْنَا, فَعَزَّزْنَا, Abu Bakr and Asim, okay, he narrated, يعني شعب عن عاصم, he recites it as فَعَزَزْنَا بِتَخْفِيف. فَعَزَزْنَا بِتَخْفِيف. Whereas the other remaining reciters, they all recite it as what? فَعَزَزْنَا. When a student is learning the qira'at, which is better to go for after you finish hafs, if you've studied hafs? شعبة. صح؟ So, because both of them are what? From Asim. So, the first za, Abu Bakr an Asim is what? Fa'azazna. Whereas the other remaining qurra are what? Hatim. Fa'azazna, mashallah. Okay, ولذلك الشاطبي says, we mention وتنزيل نصب الرفع كهف صحابه وخفف فعززنا لشعبة محملة. When I was talking about وتنزيل نصب الرفع كهف صحابه, I did a mistake. Instead of saying ابن عامر, I said أبو عمرو. When I was talking about تنزيل and تنزيلة, the way two different ways it's read, I did a mistake. Instead of saying what? Ibn Amir. Okay, I said Abu Amr. It was a sabq lisan, inshallah ta'ala. But here, fa'azazna and fa'azazna. Who did I say recites as fa'azazna? Abu Bakr and Asim. Okay, and the other reciters, how did they read Hatim? فَعَزَّزْنَا بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ جزاك الله خيراً. And that's what Shatibi mentions, وَتَنْزِيلُ نَصْبُ الرَّفْءِ كَحْفُ صِحَابِهِ وَخَفِّفْ فَعَزَّزْنَا لِشُعْبَةً مُحْمِلًا. Okay. فَقَالُوا, they said then. فَقَالُوا then, who is it referring to? They said, who's they said? يعني فَقَالُوا, it's a plural who are speaking here. يعني فَقَالَ الرُّسُلُ الثَّلَاثَةَ, the three messengers, they said to the people of Antakya, they said to the people of the town, Inna ilaykum mursalun. We are indeed, and we have indeed been sent to you as messengers. That's what they said. Inna ilaykum, يعني من عند الله عز وجل. This is a first proof to show you what? That they are not sent from who? That they're not sent from Isa ibn Maryam. And that they are not messengers from the messenger of Allah. They are not. That they themselves are messengers sent from Allah. Because they left it unrestrictedly. They said, Inna ilaykum mursalun. And they didn't say, not even once, that we were sent by another prophet. They didn't say that. And of course, the evidence to show you that they are themselves messengers is the response they give them after that. قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. That you guys are nothing except humans like us. They wouldn't say that if they were messengers from what? Another prophet. They would say, that prophet that he sent to you, he's a messenger like us. Yeah, he's a bashar like us. He's a bashar like us. That's what they would have said. But the fact that they directed it at them shows what? That they are messengers. Also, another thing that shows that they're messengers is, this is the response they used to give to the messengers. If you look at the Quranic discourse, you will see that this is the type of response they used to give to the messengers. So, قولوا قتادة من دعامة السدوسي, doesn't seem to be strong in this regard. قالوا, they said, إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. The three messengers responded and they said, indeed, we have been sent to you as messengers. And we've been sent by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that you worship Him alone and you don't associate partners with Him. قالوا, the people. The قالوا, the second قالوا, now that I'm mentioning, is by who? أصحاب القرية. The people of Antakya are now responding to the messengers. Now we're hearing a story, a dialogue, and a conversation taking place between a prophet and his people. This is the story that Allah wants to bring to who? Quraysh. And every disbeliever. That's why the beginning of the tafsir of today's session was it? We said, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرِيَةِ. Quraysh, you're not the first to disbelieve, by the way. There are people who've come before you and disbelieve, and you're going to know where they ended up going. So the same thing is being told to Quraysh. Your situation is similar to a previous situation that came. So قالوا, they said, أصحابُ القرية said, the people of the town, they said, and they replied to the prophets, they said, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا means, كَيْفَ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مِثْلُنَا. How did revelation come to you guys? And you're like us. That's the maqsad. You guys are human like us. How did revelation come to you and not us? Another question they're trying to ask in there is, وَكَيْفَ And how did Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, وَمَا الَّذِي فَضَّلَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا? Why are you guys more virtuous than us? Why are you higher than us? Another third thing that they're trying to allude to is, shouldn't a messenger not be from the angels? وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ رُسُلًا لَكُنْتُمْ مَلَائِكَةً. They're saying that if you guys were messengers, and it's true, then you'd be angels. And this is something they've used to say a lot in the past. Allah mentions in Surah Al-Taghabun, Sahatim. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ كَانَ تَأْتِيهِمْ. Read it loud. أَبَشَرٌ أَبَشَرُ يَهْدُونَنَا فَكَفَرُوا وَتَوَلَّوا وَاسْتَغْنَى اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And in Surah Al-Isra, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى إِلَّا أَن قَالُوا أَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. In Surah Ibrahim, إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَصُدُّونَا عَمَّا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا فَأْتُونَا بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. إِبْرَاهِيم, Surah Ibrahim. Also Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, He says, وَلَئِنْ أَطَعْتُمْ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. In Surah Al-Furqan, what did they say? وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعْهُ نَذِيرًا. That's all the things that they said about angels. And why you guys are just like us. مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are just humans like us. So why is revelation coming to you and not to us? Why has Allah given you virtue over us? Why are you human beings and not angels? And what they misunderstood, and this is a refutation on the Christians, my beloved brothers and sisters, is that the mursal has to be jinsu mursalu ilayh. The messenger that's been sent has to be from what? What does he have to be from? He has to be from the same as the people he's been sent to, so they can emulate him and follow him. Yani the people who say Isa is an ilah. Isa is a what? Ilah. They eliminated mutaba'ah. But Isa shouldn't be followed then. Isa should not be what? Followed. Because the people can't have an excuse the day of judgment and say, Ya Rabbi, Isa could do these things. We can't. They would have an excuse. أمام الله تعالى يوم القيامة. ولذلك Allah mentioned in the Quran that if there were angels on this earth and they were roaming around the earth and it was angels, Allah says we would have sent angels to the people. We would have sent angels to those people. If they were angels, Allah would have sent angels to them. But because they're not angels, they're humans, Allah sent a human to them so that they can emulate him and follow him and imitate him. Naam. فَقَالُوا they said, أَمَا قَالُوا they said, أَصْحَابُ الْقَرْيَةِ, they said to their messengers, مُكَذِّبِينَ لَهُمْ وَمُعَانِدِينَ وَمُكَابِرِينَ, disbelieving in them, being stubborn and hard-headed. They said, they weren't just saying this, they were being arrogant and stubborn and hard-headed. مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are only humans like us. So how has revelation come down on you when you guys are like us? Why did Allah not send revelation on us? Why is Allah giving you virtue over us? Why are you guys not angels? And then why are you guys humans? These were the questions they were asking. And it was questions out of arrogance and disbelief of those prophets and the messengers. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ means, and the most merciful and the most compassionate, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, has not revealed anything. You are simply lying. This is not the statement of the angels. This is the statement of this, Ashab al-Qariya. وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. They are still saying, you are humans like us, and the most compassionate has not revealed anything unto you guys. You are simply lying. That's what they said to the prophets. In antum illa takdibun. Yeah? Yeah, but they believe their idols, and of course they believe that. وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ مِنْ هِيَ إِزَّائِدَ. Some of the grammarians mentioned, I told you, avoid the word زَائِدَ. It's better to say it's a what? مُؤَكِّدَ. It's an emphasis. مِنْ حَيْثُ الْمَعْنَى لِعُمُومِ النَّفِي. It's an emphasis in the meaning of the generalization. In other words, what they're trying to say here is, مَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ, the compassionate has not, and has not revealed, أَيَّ شَيْءٍ, anything. So they are, what are they negating? This is the scholars, they said, they are negating inkar li'umum ar-risalat. They're negating all of the revelations that have been sent out. They're not just saying that there have been revelations prior to you, but you guys, you're not prophets and you're not messengers. In antum illa takdibun. The in here, by the way, is nafiyah. Pay attention. The in here is nafiyah. It's a negation. In other words, and ma, yani the in here is nafiyah to bima'na ma. Yani in other words, what they're trying to say to them is ma antum illa takdibun. That you are nothing except liars. Bima tad'unahu min ar-risala. In that which you guys are claiming about having a message sent on you. Okay, so what did they do? They just fell into two things right now. They did inkar umum risalati wal kutub, and they also kadhabu rusulahum. They also disbelieved in their messenger al mursaleen lahum khasa, the prophet that was specifically sent to them. That they first disbelieved, they ignored him and disbelieved in him, and they also disbelieved in the entirety of their ever being a prophet and a messenger. Okay. قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ. Allah then says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the messengers responded. This is a debate and a discussion and a dialogue between the people and the prophets among the messengers. قَالُوا, the messengers responded and they replied. What did they say? رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ. This, by the way, the response they gave here is very profound in the way that they structured their points. They said, رَبُّنَا, our Lord, He knows that we have truly been sent to you. Whether you guys affirm it or not, what matters? Allah. Allah has knowledge is what's important. The scholars here mention this jumla is a mu'akkida. This jumla has been emphasized بِثَلَاثَةِ مُؤَكِّدَةِ. There's three emphases placed in it. يعني the messenger spoke, but they emphasize in the prophecy in three strong ways. They emphasized on it. The first thing is كونها جارية مجرى القسم. It's running يعني مجرى القسم. يعني they are saying ربنا يعلم والله. By Allah, our Lord knows. إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ, that we've been sent to you. So there's a qasam there. Number two, the inna they used. Again, it's an emphasis. And the third one is the lam inna lamursalun. Are we all together? By the way, I just as a side benefit, inshallah ta'ala, I want to mention a benefit, which is some people confuse the word inna and anna. Allah mentioned inna ilaykum la mursaluna, sah. When do I say anna? When do I say inna? Ibn Malik, he mentions in his Alfiyah, وَكَسَّرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ فِعْلٍ عُلِّقَ بِاللَّهِ كَعْلَمْ إِنَّهُ لَذُو تُقَى. Here we see that inna is being used rather than what? Anna. Remember, this is a side benefit. It is obligatory to say inna, according to grammar. يعني is wajib to say the kasra inna in six places, in six situations. When you see those six situations, you say inna rather than anna. The first one is in waqa'at inna ibtida'an. If the inna falls at the beginning, يعني في أول الكلام, at the beginning of the speech, if inna is there, the beginning of the speech, that you have to say inna, you don't say anna. So for example, you say inna zaydan qa'imun, إن زيدا قائم. Okay. And they say ولا يجوز وقوع المصلحة ابتداء. So for example, you can't say أنك فاضل عندي. A lot of people say that, right? أنك فاضل عندي. If you want to make it أنك, you can, but you just have to delay it. So you have to say عندي أنك فاضل. Do that. That's no problem. Some of the grammarians have allowed it, but there is a strong يعني response to them. The second one is أن تقع جوابا للقسم وفي خبرها اللام, which is the situation we have right now. So we have والله, which happened before. إن زيدا لقائم. So we have what? A قسم before it, which is والله. And I already mentioned to you the tafsir of the ayah. What did I say to you? ربنا يعلم والله إنا إليكم لمرسلون. Then in that situation, it has to be what? It has to be والله إن زيدا لقائم. In the situation أن تقع جوابا للقسم وفي خبرها اللام. The fourth situation is أن تقع في جملة محكية. It falls in a sentence where the person is narrating a story. In other words, when statements like قلت comes before it. صح? And this comes a lot of the hadith when the people are narrating it. So قلت إن زيدا قائم. قلت I said إن زيدا قائم. You can't say أنا. That's what Allah تبارك تعالى when he said in the Quran قال إني عبد الله. قال إني عبد الله. Because أن تقع في جملة محكية. The fifth situation is أن تقع في جملة في موضع الحال. Like زرته وإني ذو أمل. As Allah mentioned in the Quran كما أخرجك ربك سورة أنفال. Allah تبارك وتعالى says كما أخرجك ربك من بيتك بالحق وإن فريقا من المؤمنين لكارهون. Okay, and the poet he said ما أعطانيه ولا سألتهما إلا وإني لحاجز كرمي. أما وإني لحاجزي كرمي. And the third sixth situation is أن تقع بعد فعل. It falls under a verb من أفعال القلوب. From the verbs of what? أفعال القلوب. وقد علق بها اللام. And the lam is also connected to it. Such as the word يعني ظن يعلمت. These are أفعال القلوب. So علمت I knew إن زيدا لقائم. And ظن and things like that. They also all of those words they fall in those situations. So what did the Prophet say to them? قالوا ربنا our Lord يعلم knows إن إليكم لمرسلون. Our Lord knows that we have been truly sent to you. It's what Allah mentioned also in Surah Al-Ankabut. والكفى بالله بيني وبينكم. Allah is enough between us and you guys. شهيدا a witness. يعلم ما في السماوات والأرض والله والذين آمنوا بالباطل وكفروا به وكفروا بالله أولئك هم الخاسرون. In Surah Al-Haqqa, Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ. So the prophets, Allah is their witness. And if Allah is their witness, they don't need humans to justify and accept and agree to it. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he says وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينِ. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا. And our duty is only to deliver the message clearly. That's our duty. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا and there is nothing upon us. عَلَيْنَا means يعني there's nothing wajib upon us. إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينِ. This is a powerful point, which is upon us is to convey the message. Whether you accept the message or whether you reject the message, that's going to be against you يوم القيامة. Our job is to convey the message. And that's what the prophets and the messengers do. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا and there is nothing upon us. إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And our duty is only to deliver what? The message clearly. So إِلَّا here is أَدَاتُ حَصْرٍ. So the meaning becomes what? حَاتِم. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا بِالنِّسْبَةِ لَكُمْ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. You know, and when it comes to you guys, حَاتِم, there is nothing upon us, except to convey the message. يعني إِلَّا إِبْلَاغُكُمُ الرِّسَالَةِ. البلاغة البين الواضح. That's how we have to do it clearly and يعني واضح يعني there's no غموض anything. المبين للحق that clarifies the truth بالأدلة الظاهرة with clear cut evidence. And they said وقد قمنا بذلك. We've done that. We've spoken to you guys privately. We've spoken to you guys publicly. You guys are still stubborn. It's nothing upon us. You're not doing us any harm. This hurt them now. That they got beaten in the discussion. But what did they result to? Violence. They couldn't take the discussion. And the way that the questions were answered and the way that they were told, they said, قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ. They said, this is their reply. We definitely see you as a bad omen for us. The word تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ, it means bad omens. By the way, why is it تَطَيُّر? Why is it طَيَّر, bad? So the issue was connected to what? The birds. So it became known for that. So قَالُود, أَصْحَابُ الْقَرْيَةِ are saying to the messengers, إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ. We see you as bad omens. يعني in other words, لَمْ نَرَى فِي قُدُومِكُمْ, since the day that you guys came to us, we haven't seen any good from you guys. وَلَا عَلَى وُجُوهِكُمْ إِلَّا شَرًّا, and all we've seen from your faces is evil. So what are they trying to now do? They're trying to attack them personally and their honor. This is the tariqah and يعني الطريق من طرق يعني الكفار يعني تشويه صورتهم. They want to يعني defame these prophets and these messengers and shame them. So if the messenger is shamed and he's spoken about and his honor and his integrity is put on the line, then what he comes with is insignificant. No one's going to accept it from him. صح? So they said, قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ. They replied and they said that we definitely see you as bad omens for us. Okay, is that it? ثُمَّ أَقْسَمُوا مُتَوَعِدِينَ لَهُمْ. Then they made an oath to them. They said, لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا. If you don't stop, if you do not desist, the lam here is lamu mawti'atun lil qasam. Wallahi, they're swearing for me. La'in lam tantahu. If you don't desist, if you do not stop and withhold and refrain, and da'watina in giving us da'wah. And if you do not stop preventing us from doing what we want, لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ. This is جَوَابُ الْقَسَمْ. And the lamb in there is وَاقَعَةُ فِي جَوَابِ الْقَسَمْ. لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ. 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 Because there's what? نُورُ التَّوْكِيدِ مُثَقَّلَةً. It's not مُخَفَّفَة. We will stone you. Wallahi, we will stone you. Wallahi, we will stone you. Bil hijarati, with stones. وَلَنَقْتُلَنَّكُمْ رَجْمًا. We will kill you by stoning you. And this is, by the way, أَشْنَعْ الْقَتَلَاتِ. It's one of the worst ways to kill a person, right? Stoning is يعني, greatest form of humiliation. Does that make sense? So that's what they said to these prophets. These are prophets that have come to do what? What did these prophets come to? These prophets came to save them. These prophets came to protect them from the hellfire, to be a means to protect them from the hellfire. And instead of embracing what these messengers have come with and taking it, they rebel. And they say to these prophets, لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ. If you don't stop, we will stone you to death. وَلَا يَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. This is what they say. وَلَا يَمَسَّنَّكُمْ means, and you will be touched. The word lams means, you will be touched. وَلَا يُصِيبَنَّكُمْ. You will be afflicted. مِنَّا, from ourselves. عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فَعِيلٌ بِمَعْنَى مَفْعُولٌ مُؤْلِمٌ. وعقابه الشديد, a severe punishment from our angle will come to you guys. And brothers and sisters, we say هذا والله من أعظم المصائب. This is one of the greatest calamities, which and is غاية الخذلان, is أن تنقلب المفاهيم. Brothers and sisters, I want you today, if you haven't taken anything from this tafsir, I want you to remember this. Wallahi, one of the greatest calamities, one of the greatest problems is أن تنقلب المفاهيم. That the understanding when it goes up and down, يعني upside down. يعني we don't know who's right from who's wrong anymore. We can't. Allah tells us subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. سورة فاطر. Allah is talking to the Prophet here. أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. Wallahi, that's the worst person. The person who thinks their evil is good. What did Allah say in Surah Al-Kahf? قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. The entire life they think what they're doing is good. This is the problem they have. They literally believe what they are upon is right. This is exactly what prophets and messengers used to go through. The people will look at them and say that إنا تطيرنا بكم. These guys are bringing problems, man. These people are bringing to us what? Problems. And then instead of engaging with them, instead of talking to them and discussing with them, no. What is used against them is what? Force, murder, imprisonment, all these things are done. لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That's what they said to them. Okay? The messengers, they responded. قالوا they said طائركم معكم أي ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. قالوا they said يعني قالت لهم رسولهم, their messengers said to them طائركم معكم يعني شؤمكم معكم. Your bad omen lies within yourselves. ملازم لكم ومحيط بكم. يعني they're saying when you guys came to us we've only seen punishment and problem. No. All this evil that you see as a bad omens, it comes from you. بِسَبَبِ كُفْرِكُمْ which has caused الْمُقْتَدِي لِزَوَالِ الْخَيْرِ عَنْكُمْ it has caused the khayr to go away from you. وَنُزُولِ الشَّرِّ وَالْعُقُوبَاتِ and it has become a means for the punishment of Allah to descend on you. Allah mentions that in many places in the Quran. In Surah Al-A'raf, what does Allah say? فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَةُ قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِي وَإِنْ تُصِبُهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَطَيَّرُ بِمُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ قَالَ إِنَّمَا طَائِرُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. This is when Allah was talking about Fir'aun. They said what? فَإِذَا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَسَنَةُ when good comes to them, they say, قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِهِ this is from us. They attribute the good to the who? To themselves. وَإِنْ تُصِبُهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَطَيَّرُ بِمُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ. But when evil comes to them or problems come to them, what do they say? All of this is coming to us because of Musa and his followers. So they same thing here, what they're doing. Allah then says subhanahu wa ta'ala to them, أَلَا إِنَّمَا طَائِرُكُمْ. Verily, the bad omens that you claim and the bad thoughts you come, عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَيَعْلَمُونَ. It's from Allah and he sent it to you subhanahu wa ta'ala to show you guys. That's what they said about the قَوْمُ فِرْعَوْنَ. قَوْمُ صَالِحُ, what did they say? قَالُوا طَيَّرْنَا بِكَ وَبِمَنْ مَعَكَ قَالَ طَائِرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They said to the people of Salih, قوم صالح, they said the same thing. قَالُوا طَيَّرْنَا بِكَ وَبِمَنْ مَعَكَ. Bad omens from you and those people with you. And Allah says, قَالَ إِنَّ طَائِقَالَ طَائِرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تُفْتَنُونَ. Also Allah تبارك وتعالى, he says in Surah النساء, أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. That death will come to you wherever you are. وإن تصيبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه. When good comes to them, they say, oh, this is it. الله أكبر. من عند الله. وإن تصيبهم سيئة يقول هذه من عندك. But when evil comes to them, they say this is from you. Say to them, قل كل من عند الله فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا. So this is common. It happened in the Quran many places. It will happen again. People always do that. When the دعاة الصالحين, يعني الدعاة المخلصون, when they come, العلماء الربانيون, when they come and they call the people to khair and they warn them against their bad traditional things that they do and their culture and the things that are wrong in it, they say that you guys have come here to divide the people and all you've done is cause mischief and problems and we've always had the best and why are you doing this? That's what they say. That's their what? That's their response. قالوا, say to them, طائركم معكم, your bad omens lies within you. أَإِن ذُكِّرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. يعني أَإِن ذُكِّرْتُمْ here means if you're reminded of Allah تبارك وتعالى and you're told about Allah تبارك وتعالى, that's when bad comes to you. Abu Ja'far, he read بِفَتْحِ الْهَمْزَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ. The way we read as أَإِن ذُكِرْتُمْ, Abu Ja'far, he recited what? As أَإِن, أَإِن. Whereas the other remaining Qurra, they read it as أَإِن. Also Abu Ja'far, he read it as بِتَخْفِيفِ الْكَافِ. So he read it as ذُكِرْتُمْ. Okay, he read it as ذُكِرْتُمْ. ذُكِرْتُمْ, ذُكِرْتُمْ. Whereas we read ذُكِرْتُمْ بتشديدها. Okay, ولذلك ابن الجزري, he says الطيبة النشر تنزيل السلسمة عززنا الخف صف وافتح ابثق وذكرتم عنه خف. Okay, the first همزة in أئن is للاستفهام الإنكاري التوبيخي التعجبي. And the إن الشرطية and the فعل الشرط is what? ذكرتم. The جواب again is محذوف. The تقدير is the تقدير of it, it would be ذكرتم وجوابه محذوف تقديره إبي it would be تطيركم إن شاء الله تعالى. يعني in other words, بسبب أن ذكرناكم, is it because that we have given you reminder and we have given you وعظ and we reminded you of Allah. Mm-hmm. ودعوناكم إلى توحيد الله تعالى تشاءمتم بنا. You think we're bad omens? بل أنتم, verily you guys are what? قومٌ, a people. مسرفون. The word مسرفون means يعني متجاوزون للحد. You have exceeded your limits in disbelief. وإجرامكم, and in your crimes. You have transgressed and you guys have become stubborn. كذبتم الرسل. You have disbelieved in the messengers. بلا حجة ولا دليل. أي نعم. Then Allah تبارك وتعالى, he says, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. وَجَاءَ, Allah says, then from the furthest end of the city, رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى, a man came. قَالَ, he said, يَا قَوْمِ, my people, اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى. يعني from the furthest end of the city a man came rushing and he advised his people. He said, قال يا قومي, my people, اتبعوا follow المرسلين. This, by the way, was after they killed the three messengers. They've killed them now, the three. فعززنا بثالث. They killed all of the three messengers. Now the messengers are dead. This man, they said he was a young boy who was a farmer who had skin illness. He went to all the doctors and he asked for help and no one could do anything for him. When the three messengers came, he believed in them and he took their message. And then he went out to be a farmer and to do his thing. He was a believer. He was a mu'min min ali Fir'aun. مؤمن من أهل أنطاكيا. He was a rajulun mu'minun min ahli Antakya. And he said to his people, he came when he heard that they killed him and they executed the prophets and the messengers, he came. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He said to them, my people. Some of the scholars, they said this is before they took the life of the messengers. There is different aqwal in it. He said to his people, my people. This man again is رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى. Allah didn't mention his name. But to Allah تبارك وتعالى he is known. وجاء رجل, a man came. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى. A man came. أقصى, what does it mean? It means the furthest end of the city. And he came with a message. He said, قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين. My people, follow the what? Follow the messengers. The message still there, what they said to you. Some of the scholars, they say that that is the evidence to show that they didn't kill them yet. They were planning to kill them. And he came to tell them not to kill these prophets and these messengers. So, قَالَ he said, نَاصِحًا لِقَوْمِهِ وَمُشْفِقًا عَلَيْهِمْ وَحَابًا لَهُمْ وَمُتَوَدِّدًا إِلَيْهِمْ. He came to advise them. He was concerned for them. He poured his heart out for them by saying, Ya Qawmi, my people. He attributed them to himself. It was a gentle way of speaking to them. Ittabi'u, follow al-mursaleena. The al in al-mursaleena is al-lil-ahd. Al-mursaleena ilaykum. The three messengers that you know that has come to you guys. Saddiquhum, believe in them. In what? Believe in them. Bima ja'ukum, what they came to you with. وَبِمَا دَعُوكُمْ إِلَيَّ, that which they have called you in. And the things that they called them what? Is مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ وَانْقَادُوا لَهُمْ, and follow them. And then he started to explain the prophets and their quality, these messengers. He said, اِتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. He said, follow them. Look how brothers and sisters, he keep repeating the word follow. And he keeps repeating it because he really wants to drive that point home. He's emphasizing on that point. مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. Those who are not asking you for what? They don't want what? They don't ask no reward of you. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, and they are rightly guided. مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. What does it mean? أي الَّذِي لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. They don't want no reward from you. I mean, dunya, they don't want any worldly possessions. Oh, ri'asa, they don't want leadership. Ala iblaghikum, in conveying this message to you, they don't want from you any worldly money. They don't want you to marry them off to women. They don't want you to give them money. They don't want from you what? A position, and that's not what they want from you. And brothers and sisters, this is something we really need to understand. This is the quality of the prophets and the messengers. And on the rise nowadays is people who are meant to call the people to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they're standing in front of the people by saying, give me something. I want something. I need money from you. The deen of Allah should be open for everybody. The deen should be what? Available. A person is not allowed to be making money from the deen of Allah tabarak. If the hunger calls for it and you have to make something for you to just survive. Enough to just survive and eat. How can you say to the people, I want Jannah for you, and then you're taking the dunya from them? How is it possible that you're telling the people to reduce in their desires of the dunya and your forefront? And either deen should not be connected to, yeah, and I'm going to teach you only when you give me money. Person should be like, I'm teaching you regardless. If this person helps you and supports you, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. Are we all together? But it's becoming, يعني, excessive if you look at it now. Becoming what? Excessive in asking for too much monetary and position. And you see a da'i 2 years ago telling the people stay away from the dunya, and now he's running up the pole to become a leader or a position. He wants to take it. He's become a politician now. لذلك the Salaf al-Salih رضوانullahi alayhim ajma'in, they used to warn against even the rulers, even the scholars sitting with the rulers excessively. Make dua for them, that Allah keeps them steadfast, and that Allah makes them يعني, adhere to the deen. Okay? And the da'i should run away from the abwab al-salatin, the doors of the leaders. He should be as furthest away from this, because he doesn't want to place in his heart the passion and the love of the dunya. Are we all together? It's not just the rulers as well. The wealthy people, the excessively wealthy people, get away from them. Not that you hate them, not because they're bad people. It's just that as a da'i, as a person, as an alim, as a scholar, the person should avoid all of that. The da'i or the alim or the scholar has a mission to accomplish. It's to call the people to the deen of Allah and for him to leave behind good for the ummah. So that when he passes away, there is khayr for the ummah. This, if the people will help him, the people will recognize him, and all of that. Are we all together? That's how the quality of the prophets and the messengers was. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. They don't ask you for anything. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they are guided. The word وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, the word is عَاطِفَة, according to one view. Or حَالِيَّةً أَيْ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ عَلَى صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. They are guided on the straight path. They are guided upon the straight path. In calling the people to what? Worshipping Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And not to associate partners with him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how they were. And then Allah says, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. The boy or the man who came to them, he said to them what? وَمَا لِيَ, he's still talking. So he says, وَمَا لِيَ, and why should I not worship the one who has originated me, created me? Okay? And to whom I will return to? وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. The question here he's asking is istifhamun lil-inkar. He's asking a question and he's negating something in the question. In other words, what he's saying to them is, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ يَمْنَعُنِي, what is the thing stopping me? أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي, the one who created me. What is stopping me? By the way, look, he took the question from them and he's talking to himself. So he's trying to say though, what? Listen to the dialogue and the conversation I'm having with myself, but he's talking to them. Is what the scholars, they say, إِيَّاكَ أَعْنِي وَاسْمَعْ يَا جَارَ. That's a poet, an Arabic proverb. صح? So here, he's talking to himself. He's saying, what is stopping me from worshipping the one who created me, the one who deserves to be worshipped alone? Okay? وَأَنْتُمْ كَذَلِكَ لِمَا لَا تَعْبُدُونَهُ. And in other words, what is he trying to say to them? And you guys, why are you not worshipping them? Or why are you worshipping anything other than him? That's what he's saying. But he didn't say to them, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ. He didn't direct the question at them. Why are you guys not worshipping the one who originated you and created you? Rather, what he did was, بَلْ أَضَافَ الْأَمْرَ إِلَى نَفْسِهِ تَلَطُّفًا مَعْهُمْ. He brought the matter back to himself. Okay? And he made it about himself. Ibn al-Qayyim, look what he said, rahimahullah, in his kitab, مُخْتَصَ صَوَاعِقُ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. Really think you should look into this, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Look what he said. Because this is a very powerful way of talking. Some people, when they talk to the people, they say, you guys should fear Allah. Rather than saying, we all should fear Allah. Because you need it as well. Look what Ibn al-Qayyim says. أخرج الحجة عليهم في معرض المخاطبة لنفسه تأليفا لهم. He said that he spoke to them, but he was addressing himself. Why? تأليفا لهم. He's trying to bring their hearts closer. ونبه على أن عبادة العبد لمن فطره أمر واجب في العقول. And he also brought to their attention that worshipping the one who created them is illogically makes sense. فَإِنَّ خَلْقَهُ لِعَبْدِي أَصْلُ إِنْعَامِي عَلَيْهِ. Because by creating you is the first blessing you ever had. وَأَنْعَامُهُ كُلُّهَا تَابِعَةٌ لِإِيجَادِهِ وَخَلْقِي وَقَدْ جَبَلَ اللَّهُ الْعُقُولَ وَالْفِطْرَ وَالشَّرَائِعَ عَلَى شُكْرِ الْمُنْعِمِ وَمَحَبَّةِ الْمُحْسِنِ. And Allah, the way He made us is that anyone who does us good, we show gratitude to them. And we become enslaved to that one, right? The one who first blessed you by creating you, by bringing you into this earth, by sustaining you, by taking care of you. Is He not then the one deserving of worship? Should you not show Him gratitude? That's what He was doing to them when He was talking to them. Now. Ay na'am. Aqal can be used with quyood and shurut. Three main points that aqal should not try to even talk about. The aqal should not talk about matters of the unseen. It should say, I don't know these things. These things should be taken from the text. Good. Number two, the aqal should not be the source to resolve conflicts. Because everyone has aqal. Why is your aqal more superior to mine? But why is my aqal superior to that person? At the end of the day, it's uqul. So that's the second. And the third one is what? Tafasil al-hidayah, detailed matters of guidance. The aql has no place to talk about it. The aql should not what? Talk about it. So that's what he's trying to say to them, this young boy. وَلِذَلِكَ ابْنُ الْقَيِّمِ, he says, أَخْرَجَ الْحُجَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي مَعْرِضِ الْمُخَاطَبَةِ لِنَفْسِي تَأْلِيفًا لَهُمْ وَنَبَّهَ عَلَى أَنَّ عِبَادَةَ الْعَبْدِ لِمَنْ فَطَرَهُ أَمْرٌ وَاجِبٌ فِي الْعُقُولِ فَإِنَّ خَلْقَهُ لِعَبْدِي أَصْلُ إِنْعَامِهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْعَامُهُ كُلُّهَا تَابِعَةٌ لِإِيجَادِهِ وَخَلْقِهِ وَقَدْ جَبَلَ اللَّهُ الْعُقُولَ وَالْفِطْرَةَ وَالشَّرَائِعَ عَلَى شُكْرِ الْمُنْعِمِ وَمَحَبَّةِ الْمُحْسِنِ. انتهى كلامه. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and to Him you will all return. يعني وَإِلَيْهِ وَحْدَ, only Allah تبارك وتعالى you will go back to. It's ajeeb how this young man spoke to his people. He didn't address them. He didn't say, you guys. He spoke to himself. He said, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ, why am I not going to worship? In other words, when they see him talk to himself, they're going to think, okay, humans don't like the finger to be pointed at them. That's why Nabi Allah Shu'aib, what did he say to his people? When he was calling them and he gave them, he said, وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْ. I do not want to go against what I'm telling you. In other words, I'm a prophet of Allah, and I'm also falling to this rule of Allah with you. Then Allah says, أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. He's still talking to himself. So he says, أَتَّخِذُ, the Hamza here is what? Lil istifham. He's asking a question. Again, this istifham is what? لِلْنَفْي وَالْإِنْكَار. The istifham has types. The question, there's types. There are some questions which is للتوبيخ والتقريع. Sometimes istifham which is inkari. Istifham which is inkari is that the person is asking a question and in that question they're negating something. So in his question there's already an answer in it. It doesn't require a person to answer it. He's saying, أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً, يعني, in other words, what he's saying to them is, لَا أَجْعَلُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً, I am not going to take besides Allah آلِهَةً. I'm only going to worship Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is another benefit we take from. He says, أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. Can we refer to something other than Allah as an ilah? Based on the Quran, yes. Things other than Allah can be called an ilah, but they're not haqq. صح? That's what Allah said in another ayah. فَمَا أَغْنَتْ عَنْهُمْ آلِهَتُهُمُ الَّتِي يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. It did not benefit them, the ilahs that they used to worship besides Allah. But what's the distinguishing thing between that ilah and Allah? Because the word Allah, we said, is مُشْتَقٌ مِنْ آلِهَا يَأْلَهُ مَأْلُهُ, صح? Is that this is batil, and Allah is haqq, and this is batil. That's the dhabit. The ayah, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلُ, is what distinguishes one from the other. That's why he said, أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. Because the reason why these things that they're worshipping is an ilah, is because Ilah is al-ma'bud, the one that's worshipped. So if anybody takes anything as a thing to worship, is it Ilah? Ha, all of those verses, they support that argument. Okay, so here he's asking a question to himself. أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِي آلِهَةً? In other words, he asked him a question. مَا بَعْلِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ? The one who originated me and brought me into this universe. To him, I'm going to return. He's going to account me for everything I said and I done. Then should I worship other than him? Ignore him? So he knows that they're going to know, right? Logically, he's talking to their aqal. أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً? Which shows you that the tawheed is the what? Is what the aql goes with. It goes with the aql. The tawheed goes with the aql. Shirk is in an illogical absurdity. أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً? Shall I take besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala one that I worship? Shall I take besides him God? This word God is best to avoid using, because it has a ta'leef in it. You can say God's goddess. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's name, Allah, la yujma, wa la yuthanna. You can never make the word Allah jama. You can't make it a muthanna. You can't make it tathniya. Allah is. That's how it is. Then he said to them after that, إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَانُ بِضُرِّدْ. This, the scholars, they call, is a تعليل لما ذكره, أما لما قبله. What he said, he's trying to reason it, which is important that humans tend to want reasons for things. He said, إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَانُ بِضُرِّدْ. If Allah, the most merciful, is powerful, that he chose the word Ar-Rahman. Okay? Trying to remind them that he's going to mention punishment, but he also wants to remind them that he's most merciful. So he's combining between fear and hope. Which is what the Quranic discourse is like, right? نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ صح؟ غَافِرِ ذَنْبِي وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ ذِي الطَّوْلِ. So he's saying, إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَنِ, he's the most merciful. But if he wills, بِضُرِّمْ, another benefit we take from this, is إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَنِ, Allah has characteristics which are called sifa fi'liyah, that go back to Allah's will. This ayah is a delil for it. إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَنُ بِضُرِّمْ. If Allah wills to afflict me with harm, if Allah wills to afflict me with harm, the harm, Ibn al-Qayyim said, it can be one of two. It can be dunyawi, worldly issues, which is marab and faqr and ju' and faqdul awlad and all of that. It's worldly harm. Or it can be worse than all of that, which is the day of judgment, ukhrawi. If Allah chooses to afflict me with any of those two, la tughni anni shafa'atuhum shay'an, it will not benefit me, he's saying. Okay? The intercession of anyone will not benefit me. لا تغني أي لا تنفعني. It won't benefit me. And it's not just it won't benefit me. And it's not going to benefit me. And no one can repel through the intercession what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted for me. No one's intercession is going to benefit me. And he says, شيئاً, which is a نكرة في سياق النفي تفيد العموم. جنون. يعني مهما قال ومهما فعل, no one can help me. ولا ينقذون, he concludes the verse with Allah تبارك وتعالى, يعني, and they're not going to be able to what? They can't save me single-handedly. يعني ولا ينقذون, they can't single-handedly يعني save me from the harm of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they can't also afflict harm with me. It goes back to the ayah, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِالضُّرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If Allah wills to afflict you with harm, there's no one who can remove it. وَإِن يُرِيدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَ لِفَضْلِهِ. If Allah wants good for you now, there's no one who can stop that coming to you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then says, after all of that, إِنِّي إِذَا لَّفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, I am upon clear-cut misguidance, and I've fallen astray. يعني إِنِّي إِذَا, he said, إِنِّي إِذَا, يعني إِن اتَّخَذْتُ, if I take مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ besides Allah آلِهَا أَعْبُدُهُمْ, which I worship, And their characteristics are this. They can't, if they intercede for me, it won't help me. If Allah wills it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not the ones who originated me. They are not the ones who created me. If I then ignore all of that, and I go and I worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, inni idha la fi dhalalin mubin. Really, I'm upon clear-cut misguidance. I've lost the plot. Knowing all of that, which I just told you all, if I ignore all of that, he's trying to say, you guys, that's what you're doing. I ignore the one who originated me, created me, sustained me, takes care of me, brought me into this universe. If they try to intercede for me and he doesn't want it, because what they used to say was, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. So there's that he has to accept the intercession. And you're being told that he's not going to accept the intercession. So why don't you just go to him directly? If I ignore all of that, he said, إِنِّي إِذَنْ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. I am going to be what? I'm going to be ضَلَالٍ. It means, يَعْنِي تِيهٍ عَنِ الْحَقِّ. I'm going to be lost and confused from the truth. And مُبِين means a بَيِّنٌ وَاضِحٌ. Clear cut. Then he went and he said, إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. He's now bringing it back to them. After all of that, which he said, which is another important thing about this. However much you know that the person you're talking to is not going to accept the truth, you have to sometimes take their finger and put it on the truth. But do you know where it is here? It's now upon you to take it or not. All this Morse codes that people put and say, I'm speaking to the people, but I just want to go by it in another way. Yeah. He mentioned it about himself, and then now he brought it to them. He said, إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُوا. I have believed in your Lord, فَاسْمَعُونَ. Scholars have a discussion on this issue. Some of the scholars, they said, إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Some of the scholars, they say that the messengers, of course, they didn't die, they weren't killed. So he's talking to the messengers. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. So he's saying to the messengers, I believe the three messengers that were sent, that they want to execute now. He's standing in front of them and he's saying, oh, messengers, I believe in what you guys come with. فَاسْمَعُونَ. Listen to what I'm saying to you guys. And into the day of judgment, be a witness that I believe in you. I'm not what my people are going to do. إِنِّي أَبْرَأُ إِلَيْكَ. Wallah, I free myself from them. There's something I want to say, brothers and sisters, as a side benefit. It's worthy of mentioning now. Some people, they believe if a Muslim is in a conflict with a non-Muslim and the Muslim does a mistake, that it's backstabbing to that Muslim to say you're wrong. In front of the non-Muslim, you're wrong. Some people think it's what? You're backstabbing. You're letting the non-Muslim get away. However bad that non-Muslim is, the Prophet did that. What did he do? He said, Allahumma inni abra'u ilayka mimma sana'a khalidan. Oh Allah, I free myself from what Khalid did. Does that make sense? The Muslim should free himself from wrong, whoever does it. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he used to say, don't repel innovation with another innovation. Yani don't defend Islam with evil. Does that make sense? So we have to say, the good that you said is good, Allah reward it from you, and the wrong that you did, we free ourselves from you. We've got nothing to do with it. We don't just, this concept of just, he's a Muslim brother, do what he wants, and say, that's not wasting deen illah. This man is freeing himself from his people. They're wrong, they're wrong. He's saying, إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. It's his own people. He was part of them. He was one of them. He said, I'm free from you. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. I believe in your Lord. Yani, why is he saying it to them, your Lord? Because if he's, I've already affirmed he's my Lord. And he's also your Lord. In other words, he's, if he's mine and if he's all of you guys, then it's all of us, right? So that's what he's trying to say. فَاسْمَعُونَ. Listen. يعني فَاسْمَعُوا قَوْلِي. Listen to my word. Of what? إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. That I believed in your Lord. This was when he came out before they said, I told you the story of this boy, right? This boy was they said he had skin rashes and stuff like that. And the people, he went to doctors and they couldn't do anything for him. And the prophets came and they gave him da'wah and they said, call unto Allah. He believed in the three prophets. By the three messengers, he got healthy and better. He believed in them. But he didn't do it out openly. And he went to his farm and he used to just be a farmer and do his thing. Then he came back. When he heard that they wanted to execute the three messengers, he came running. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ يعني أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى. A man came from the furthest part of the city. He came running, and he now came to defend the messengers and prophets. He knows that if they're going to kill him, the prophets and the messengers, they're going to do what? Something similar to him, which is what they did. They killed him. So then, another discussion is al-qawl al-thani, is that he's not talking to the prophets by saying that I believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and listen to my speech. He's actually talking to his people. This is the people he's talking to. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he said, قِيلَ دُقُلِ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعْلَنِي مِنَ الْمُقَرَبِينَ. قِيلَ دُقُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. This is what we understand from قِيلَ دُقُلِ الْجَنَّةِ, is that the man was ready to be killed. They execute him straight away. And they took his life. And he was killed. All because he just said, I believe in Allah. آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْبَعُونَ. That's all he said. He didn't say anything. And that's why Allah said about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, when they harmed him and they did what they did to him. The Prophet ﷺ. And then Abu Bakr came running and he said, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّي اللَّهِ أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّي اللَّهِ. Are you going to kill a man, Muhammad ﷺ, and do cause him? All he said is, I believe in Allah. This is the same thing. He said, قِيلَ دُخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. Now the scholars, they say, how did this قِيلَ دُخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ, how can it happen? Because we're not even in the Qiyamah yet. It hasn't passed away. Qiyamah hasn't happened. People haven't entered Jannah. He said, this falls in the hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi and others narrated that this man was a martyr. And the shuhada, what is the na'im of the qabr that they get? Based on the hadith, it mentions, إِنَّ أَرْوَاحَ الشُّهَدَاءِ فِي طَيْرِ خُضْرٍ تَعْلُقُ مِنْ ثَمْرَةِ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ شَجَرَةِ الْجَنَّةِ. They're inside these green birds roaming around in Jannah. Even before they enter Jannah, they have a Jannah in their graves. So their souls are there. So they killed him and they took his life. But then when he entered Jannah, what did he say? He said, يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. I wish my people knew. What? بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي, the way my Lord has forgiven me. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ, and how Allah has honored me. This, brothers and sisters, shows us something very powerful. It shows us something extremely powerful, which is, this man wasn't about him. It wasn't about himself. It wasn't about his life. It was none of that. It was about guidance for the people. To the extent that they took his life, and he's still saying, يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي, I wish my people, يَعْلَمُونَ, they knew. I wish they knew. He still thinks they don't know what they're doing. What does he want them to know? بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي, the way my Lord forgave me. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ, and the way my Lord has honored me, I wish they knew. And I'm going to conclude with the statement of Sheikh Al-Allama Abdul Rahman Nasir al-Su'di. He said, قِيلَ لَهُ فِي الْحَالِ اُدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. As soon as he died, straight away he was set into Jannah. The scholars, they say, how did Sayyidi, where did he get that from? Where did it, before him, other great scholars mentioned that. It's because Allah didn't even mention he was killed. And all of that. He jumped from him saying, I believe, straight to Allah, jumping to the fact that he was told to enter Jannah. Yani the hate, it was fastness. Enter Jannah. فَقَالَ مُخْبِرًا بِمَا وَصَّلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْكَرَامَةِ عَلَى تَوْحِيدِهِ وَإِخْلَاصِهِ. And he mentions what he earned from his tawheed and his sincerity, what he got from it. وَنُصْحًا لِقَوْمِ بَعْدَ وَفَاتِهِ. And what he got after sincerely advising his people was what? He got better than what he got in the dunya when he was alive. يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. The word يَا here is حَرْفُ تَنْبِيهِ. He's pointing out to his people, and then the word later is لِلْتَمَنِّي, I wish. By the way, the word later is used when something can't happen. صح؟ And when you say لَيْتَ الشَّبَابِ يَعُودُ يَوْمًا فَأُخْبِرُهُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُهُ الْمَشِيبُ. صح؟ I wish I could be a young man again where I can tell. صح؟ The poet, when he say, مَالِي إِذَا جَدَبْتُهَا صَعِيْتُ أَكِبَرٌ عَلَانِي أَنْبَيْتُ لَيْتُ وَهَلْ يَنْفَعُ شَيْئًا لَيْتُ لَيْتَ الشَّبَابَ مْبُوعَ فَاشْتَرَيْتُ. And he was an old man now, and he took a rope and he threw it into the bucket. He took the bucket and he threw it into the well. And he tried to get the water out. And then he said, مَالِي إِذَا جَدَبْتُهَا. Why is it that when I pull out the bucket, صَعِيْتُ, I say, why am I struggling to pull out a bucket of water when I used to just pull it out, I was a strong man. And then he said, يعني, late, I wish. يعني I was young again. And he reminds himself late. وهي فلي أنفع شيء late. Would late to benefit me. And then he says, ليت الشباب أبوع فاشتريت. I wish there was somebody selling the opportunity of being a young person again. I can go and buy it from them. So the word later is when something can't happen. So he said, يا ليت قومي يعلمون. يعني يعلمون means يعرفون, they know. حرف نداء. And the munada is mahdoof and the taqdeer is يا ربي. He said, ليت قومي يعلمون. What does he want his people to know? بما غفر لي ربي, the way that my Lord has what? Forgive. Because he spoke very well to his people. He said, يا قومي تبعوا المرسلين, follow the messengers. يا ليت قومي يعلمون. That's why he's saying it now. I'm going to conclude there, inshallah ta'ala. Anything which I've said that was wrong or incorrect is from me and shaytan, and Allah and his messenger are both free from it. Subhanakallahumma bihamdi, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayhi.